U.S. policies on Iraqi prisoners are under new scrutiny. The army used civilians to interrogate prisoners at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq and elsewhere, even though there's an army policy that bars them from much intelligence work. The prohibition is based on the risks civilians may pose to national security. NPR's Libby Lewis has more.
The army policy dates to December 2000, at a time when all government agencies were trying to figure out which kinds of jobs could be outsourced and which could not. The army policy says a lot of intelligence work brings too high a risk to national security to give it to private contractors. The Center for Public Integrity provided a copy of the memo to NPR. Here, Scott Selleman, a national security expert at Duke Law School, reads a portion of the policy.
Private contractors may be acquired by foreign interests, acquire and maintain interests in foreign countries, and provide support to foreign customers.
Selleman says the Army's policy was aimed at trying to make sure that intelligence gathering be kept under very strict control.
And one of the ways to do that is to ensure that it's only done by uniformed members of the Army or by DOD civilians as a part of the Army function. When you contract out the intelligence function, says the memo, you lose control. It poses a greater risk to security, and the Army wanted to make sure that didn't happen.
An Army report by Major General Antonio Taguba said one civilian interrogator and a civilian translator were, quote, either directly or indirectly responsible for the abuses at Abu Ghraib.
What happened in Abu Ghraib and the potential involvement of civilian contractors basically gives a measure of truth to the concern that the Army had about losing control.
Army spokeswoman Lieutenant Colonel Pamela Hart said that commanders on the ground can use their discretion regarding the policy. A senior Pentagon official said the Virginia firm Khaki, whose employee was named in the Taguba report, had 27 employees working as interrogators in Iraq. The official, who spoke only on condition that he not be named, said the military uses civilians extensively in intelligence, as analysts and translators, and in information technology. He said the military needs them, and the federal contracting system has morphed in such a way that it's easy for the military to get them. For example, the Khaki interrogators at Abu Ghraib were hired under a purchase agreement with the government administered by the Interior Department. That's the agency that manages Yosemite and the Fish and Wildlife Service. Khaki's purchase agreement was mainly for information technology. Frank Quimby, a spokesman for the Interior Department, explained how an interior official interpreted an IT agreement so that it stretched to include interrogators.
These people are going to be using the equipment to prepare for interrogations. Any information they get from the interrogation would be then re-entered into databases, analyzed and cross-referenced, and transmitted to other U.S. military units in Iraq. That was his reasoning. He thought he was within the guidelines of this contract to do this.
The Inspector General of the Interior Department is reviewing that decision. A Khaki spokeswoman declined to answer questions. Dan Gutman, a lawyer and a government contracting expert at Johns Hopkins University, says the Khaki contract demonstrates how dysfunctional the federal contracting system has become. He says what is at stake is more than money or contracts. It's the idea that the government has found that some jobs, like military intelligence, are what government should do so that it can be accountable to the public.
We have two centuries of laws, starting with the Constitution, that apply to officials, Bill of Rights, Freedom of Information Act, conflict of interest rules. By and large, they don't apply to contractors on the assumption that contractors are overseen by officials who have expertise and competence. If we are contracting out work that's inherently governmental, that basic bedrock of our government, the rule of law, is no longer something we can take for granted.
Meanwhile, the Justice Department has launched a criminal investigation of a private contractor in Iraq. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.